Between club, country and a new business and to captain your country once again, pretty busy times for yourself. Very proud to be captain in Ireland.
Aye, busy sure, like mayor, busy times. I suppose it's great to be able to stuck on this. I suppose there's a lot of new ventures there in terms of, I suppose, playing a new sport here now, like the combination rules and then the new business. I suppose it's all new and fresh and it's just great challenge, and you know, you like new challenges as a player and as a footballer, and I suppose look forward to them, you know.
One challenge that's the same is that you're back in the county final this weekend, and also the international rules duty could keep you quite busy as well. You done it last year and it was working pretty well. It's a tough time of year, but you know, country calls, you have to answer.
Yeah, without a doubt, come here, that's the way. I suppose it's brilliant. It's a great problem to have. You always know then that you're getting to the latter stages of club championship, and I suppose we're on a final this week, and that's all my sole attention has been is playing with my club in Glenswally in a county final against our local rivals in St Union's, and we just take week on week and day on day. That's what we do, and that's what I'm going to do this week. And as I say, if we do manage to get over, which is going to be a very, very tough task, we'll take next week as it comes in.
How has the last few weeks been for yourself? Because the squad have been together in terms of Ireland a good bit in the last couple of weekends. You've been managing to get involved as much as you can.
Aye, that's been fantastic. I say I always enjoyed it. It's always a great pick me up and a great lift and great freshness to play a new sport after the long hard season where body can be tired, mind can be tired, and I say it's a great freshness in terms of meeting new people and playing with a new squad and learning new rules, and also the challenge technically and physically of trying to, I suppose, perfect skills and learn new skills also. So as I say, I always enjoyed that, and that's the challenge I look forward to now, coming together as a country and taking on Aussies.
Is being involved in the international rules much of a distraction for yourself away from the club action, or have things been balancing out quite well?
Fantastic, you know, as I say, it's been brilliant. It's great balance, and as I say, it's been very, very fortunate to have, you know, to communicate well with both managers in terms of the manager here, Paul, for the country, and also my club manager back home. So as I say, that just as long as we communicate rightly, you know, we'll work things through. But as I say, the sole focus of attention this week is on the county championship and on playing for my club, Glenswally, and that's all I'm looking forward to.
In terms of how tough that's going to be, we all know in the last couple of years Donegal Club Championship is one of the toughest to win, in fairness, and you know from talking to lads around the country, I'm sure, just how tough it is.
Aye, it is. It's a tough championship, but like every club championship is always very, very tough, and as I say, the Donegal one's no different, and to play against a great team like St Jonas and Letterkenny is extremely, extremely tough. So as I say, that's the challenge, but as I say, they aren't won easy, and we don't expect anything different, and that's what I look forward to doing now.
14 of the squad from last year back in action. Fellow county man Neil McGee there as well, a good man to have alongside and a good man for international world.
Yeah, without a doubt, he's enjoyed the series and he's always played very, very well in the series, and a fantastic season with Donegal again this year. You know, he's been very, very good, and as I say, he looked forward to it likewise everybody else will. You know, it's a great honour to be able to say you play for your country, but I suppose the big challenge now is to be able to say you play for your country in a winning side, and that's the big challenge that lies ahead now for us when we go down to tour in Australia.
Is it tougher than last year, do you think, given that the Australians are picking from an Australian selection?
I think so. I think that's the challenge, but that's the challenge you want as a player, and you're playing for Ireland. You want to be playing against the best Australian side possible, and that's the challenge we're going to face this year. It's going to be the best Australian side. It's going to be down in their own backyard, and I suppose there's a couple of new rules that have been added onto things too that have really pushed things in favour of themselves too. So as I say, look forward to that. It's the challenge that lies ahead, and that's the one you want as an Irish player.